Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including the print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, nobody? Okay, thank you, sir. And now, are you registered to vote in Washington, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? The chance is 50-50.
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
58.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
White.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, sir, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed? How do you feel?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And there's no right or wrong answer, sir. And if you don't feel like sharing your opinion, you let me know. I appreciate your patience. Now, and generally speaking, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Marie Glassenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman? Approve or disapprove?
I don't know enough about her work.
Understood. So you have no opinion on the matter, or you can approve somewhat or disapprove somewhat?
No opinion.
Okay. Now, and generally speaking, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay, but in order to move forward, can you select one? Somewhat disapprove or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for you, member of Congress, to focus on? You can select up to two. Growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K-12 education, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or combating threats to our democracy. If you have to select two, which one will you select?
Improve the economy and curbing crime.
Okay. Improving the economy and fighting the crime, right? Reducing crime and the gun violence.
Okay. Yes.
And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means that you don't feel either particularly warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards the person or organization. Now, you can select any number between 0 to 100. Now, the first one is Donald Trump for 0 to 100. What number is
30.
Okay. And how about Bud Ferguson for 0 to 100?
0 to 100. I don't know.
Recognize the name, or you do recognize the name?
Yeah,
you have no opinion.
Name.
You don't recognize the name. Okay. How about Mr. Dave Reichert from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. And Marie Glusenkamp Perez from 0 to 100?
I have no opinion.
Okay. So how about Joe Kent from 0 to 100?
No opinion.
Okay. And Joe Biden, what number?
Thirty, same as Trump.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress in general.
Thirty.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress also in general?
60.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, if the election for president were held today and you have to make a decision, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
I would vote for the Democrat.
Okay, Mr. Biden. Now, if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez? If you have to make a decision.
I'd vote for the Republican.
Okay. I'm sorry, the Republican, right? Mr. Joe Kent. Now, sir, even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez, now, but what are the chances that you may support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you may support her? A small change or just a very slight change or no change at all? That you might support Marie Glusenkamp for Congress?
A fair chance as I learn more about her.
Understood. And I know it's still a long way off. You probably want to do more research on the matter, but I do appreciate you sharing your opinion, sir. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. Now, for each one of the following statements, can you please tell me how important that is to you personally? On the scale from 0 to 10, use 0 if you don't think it is an important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Someone you can trust from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And a fighter for the working class. Same question. What number?
8.
Okay. And a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it. What number?
8.
A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms. What number?
8.
And someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose. What number?
10.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Sir, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that the statement is very convincing and reason to support Marie Glusenkamp for Congress. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. And remember, these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, sir? Now, Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improvement local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce to the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement in order for you to support her for Congress?
7.
Okay. And in February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
10.
Okay. Sir, Marie Glossenkamp is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party and several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Columbia stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez. End of the quote. The sense of duty on her district rather than the party. Now, how convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
An 8.
Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask you once again, if the election for Congress on the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
I would have to hear his side of it.
Understood. So how should I record your answer? Don't know yet? Other? Or?
Don't know yet.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I'm going through with you real quick some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. And again, I remind you, these are the things that you're going to hear during this campaign, okay, sir? In this case, I will be talking with you about Mr. Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Now, can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress? A 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all when it comes to support Mr. Joe Kent for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. We need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 breach because he say it will make a quote, Antifa superhighway, end of the quote. And the Democrats will use the send criminals into our district nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Now, 0 means you have no, that statement doesn't give you any doubts at all on supporting Mr. Kemp. A 5 means it gives you some doubts. And 10, it gives you some serious doubts when it comes to support Mr. Kemp. What number, sir?
7.
Okay. And Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jane Inslee lost the governor race and Lauren Cole is governor. Now, Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. For 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress? Much less likely? Somewhat less likely. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support not to support him for Congress. If you can mention one or two things.
The support of the attack on January 6th,
okay,
and not supporting the bridge.
The fixing of the bridge, right?
Yeah.
The I-5? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, the I-5. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, the next question, just for a statistical purpose only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, graduate, some college, vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Thank you, sir. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, how would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Good night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.